You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
The government has just announced that they will honour an independent arbitration panel's recommendations regarding a pay offer agreement with the Post-Primary Teachers Association. As part of the pay offer, the base salary of secondary teachers will rise 14.5%. However, the latest offer will mean cuts to other parts of the Ministry of Education's budget, including deferring planned school infrastructure projects. I sat down with PPTA Acting President Chris Abercrombie to discuss the association's thoughts on this latest pay offer.
We've been negotiating for the last year and a bit, so that process involves us going to the members, asking what they want, what they think we need, and then we present that to the government, and that's our claim. And then we enter a negotiation with the government. They give us offers, and they've given us some offers, and we rejected them. We weren't meeting the needs of our members. And then that process continued, and eventually we went through the process of mediation, so a more formal negotiation, so supporting negotiations. And then we went into facilitation, which is a more, again, formal from mediation, and then we went into arbitration, and that was the process that just finished quite recently, and an offer came out of that from the government, and we've put that offer to the members. So the arbitration process was a new one for us. We don't do it very often. The last time we did it was 20 years ago, so it was new for all of us, but we're really hopeful with the outcome of it, and that the members will accept it.
Yeah, and this latest pay offer that came out of the arbitration, it includes a 14.5% increase in base salary for teachers. I just wanted to know, from the sentiment you've heard and what people have been saying from around the PPTA, what they consider the biggest positive outcomes and the biggest positives from this latest pay offer from the government.
So there's a number of things. So the salary increase is good. It's not what we wanted, but it's more than the government offered. So it's more than we could achieve in negotiation. These increases will help with teacher retention. So that's encouraging teachers to stay in the classroom, but there still needs to be more done to attract graduates to the profession. We're really supportive of the fact that there's more pastoral care staffing in every school. So it's, again, more time to support young people. The non-contact time for part-time teachers is a really good aspect too. It's something we've been fighting for a long time. Part-time teachers were treated differently to full-time teachers. They didn't get the same rights and privileges. And so it was really glad that we could make gains in that area. Better pay for relief teachers. That's something, again, we're really happy with. So relief teachers are the backbone of New Zealand, of our New Zealand education system, and so to be able to get more pay for them is fantastic. Changes to our sick leave, which is brilliant, we're happy with those. And so there's some really key areas that we're happy with. There's some areas that we're not so happy with, but we're pretty happy with so far what we've got.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that there's some areas that maybe the PPTA isn't so happy on. Would you be able to just elaborate a little bit about those as well? What you think the government is missing out from this latest pay offer agreed?
Sure. So there's two key areas that we're disappointed in. Lack of recognition for teachers with Te Reo Māori expertise. We know we're asking more and more of our Māori kaiako in our schools. As Matalanga Māori becomes more important, quite rightly so, it becomes more important in our schools. We're asking more and more of our Māori teachers, and not just teachers of Māori, but Māori teachers. So you might be a Māori maths teacher, for instance, and we're asking more and more of them for their cultural expertise to support our schools. So we wanted recognition of the extra work that those teachers are carrying in their Te Reo expertise and tikanga expertise. We also know that Te Reo Māori skills are really highly sought after. And so not being able to value them appropriately in the education system is a concern. And the other one is, it's a start. We wish there was more. So this is cultural leadership liaison allowances. So this is to allow Māori and Pacifica, to support Māori and Pacifica achievement in schools. So to give time and money to teachers to support Māori and Pacifica youth and their families in the education system. So there's a pilot of this program that we achieved in this, and we're really hopeful that we'll be able to roll it out into every school in the country and not just a limited few in this trial. So those are our two key areas that we're disappointed in, that we want to see more traction, and other areas we'll be fighting for in the lead up to our next collective negotiations.
This collective agreement, which still needs to be decided on by the PPTA, the government has said that they will acquire the money for the offer through cuts to other areas of the Ministry of Education's funding. And this includes savings from the Ministry of Education departmental funding, forecast staffing underspend, removal of the option to bank staffing for all schools, deferring the Te Ao Marama Hobsonville Point secondary school projects as well. So yep. I just wanted to ask, does the PPTA support the government's plans for where they acquire these funds, or are there other areas that you believe that they could be acquiring money from in order to pay you properly?
We're disappointed at the fact the government feels they need to rob Peter to pay Paul in this scenario. The areas that the government has identified that they can make savings in will not cut any frontline teachers or teacher aides or anything like that, which is really good, but it is disappointing they feel they need to do that. A couple of them there, like the one good example is the staffing. So what the government does is it budgets all teachers at the top of the scale, so even if they're not. So a good chunk of teachers are not being paid at the top of the scale, but the government budgets it, does their budget as if every single teacher is at the top of the scale. So that's where their savings are coming from. But the bank staffing, again, is a technical change. It used to not happen, then it did happen, so it's just going back to what happened previously. But it is disappointing that the government feels they have to rob Peter to pay Paul, but we are happy that there is no frontline teaching or impact on teaching and learning.
So the next step, I guess, in this process is it's being presented to the PPTA, and the voting process will happen. Can you run us through a little bit of the voting process? And is there a time that you could approximate that a decision might be made regarding this latest pay offer?
Sure thing. So one of our so it's currently with the members to be voted on. So we're doing an electronic ballot. It has been recommended by the National Executive to members. So recommended they accept it. So the voting process started yesterday and it closes tomorrow afternoon. So around 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow, we should be able to have a result of that vote. So all members covered by the STCA will have an opportunity to vote. It's really important that members have their say. We've been running webinars to answer member questions. We've been putting out information for documents, information, FAQs. So it's really important members are informed and be able to make an informed decision.
And we are in an election year, so I just wanted to ask, as someone who is in the education sector and has the knowledge about what needs to be done and what things you'd like to see, what kind of policies are you looking for parties to introduce in order to be elected, and what are you looking out for as policy that you want to see for the future of New Zealand's education system?
So that's a great question. So one of the key things is that basically the importance of education in Aotearoa New Zealand. So any policy that benefits the education system in the sense of it makes it stronger, makes it better. So anything, we understand the role of community as a hub, as a school. Schools as community hubs, so anything around that, support, anything that supports our young people and our teachers to be the best they can be, because it's really important, because when you invest in education, you invest in Aotearoa. It's as simple as that. So anything that is well thought out, that is good education policy, will support, no matter what political party it comes.
That was Acting President of the PPTA, Chris Abercrombie, discussing the government's latest pay offer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.